W2T, W4DJW.
How are things over in the Watson household tonight?
Things are going pretty good, Rusty. Did you hear me check into the sideband net last night?
No, last night was a zoo. In fact, I didn't even get in last night. The guy that was calling the net, he was being so quick to jump in when as soon as he heard someone, he wasn't giving people early in the net chance to relay others in. So I didn't get in last night. So I just, after the zoo for about 5 minutes, I just turned the radio off and went to something else.
Well, I made it in. I waited for a little while. And when the net start, or when the band started going long, is when my group came up, and I gave him my call. I waited patiently, found a gap, and got in there. First time I checked in that in years.
I was calling the net one night when you checked in with me, I remember, and all, but it's been a while. Yeah, trying to fight that, the band going along and all those, and everybody and his brother trying to call in from states 700 miles away. Because they were getting a lot of folks last night checking in from Missouri, Kansas, and places like that before the net. And you could tell it was starting to go long then. But I went in. That's all right. I just waited around, and then I got on a 160-meter sideband net and worked the station. And then after that one ran out, because there was only one station for me to work, I'd worked everybody else. I moved over to a 160-meter CW net, and I made six or seven contacts on that net that night. And all that was like between 10:30 and 12 o'clock at night.
Well, I tried to get in with that group that was doing the pre-check-in, the early check-ins. And you just couldn't get a word in edgewise, no matter what. I mean, even if you tried, I was barefoot, so, and a lot of those guys are running 300-400 watts, at least. And I tried several times, but never could, because when I unkeyed, I could hear them talking, so I didn't stand a chance with them. Anyway, it's kind of fun getting back on HF and checking into that net after many years of not doing it.
Well, I'll have a little bit more of a chance. I was running barefoot last night, too. And supposedly, the new tubes and the new resistors that are needed for my 811H will be delivered tomorrow. And then I can get them up the road to Vlad, and he can change out those resistors. I got at least one bad and possibly two. So since we're putting four brand new match tubes in there, he figured we might as well go ahead and put four brand new resistors in it too. So, you know, and they're supposed to be delivered tomorrow, thankfully. So he says it's maybe an hour's worth of work, if that long, once I get parts up to him.
Well, you're the third person I heard talking about using Vlad. I'm going to have to figure out who that guy is. I've got a 572 upstairs, the one that outputs about 1,300 watts. It's got four 572B tubes in it, and it hasn't been working for quite a while. It's sitting in the attic. It's paperweight.
If you want, I can forward his name and phone number to you. I can email it to you. I think I've got your email. And I can send it over to you, and you can contact him. He just lives up in Asheville. He works up there, and he has a radio and amplifier. He has a radio repair shop that he does nights and weekends, along with, like this weekend, he worked the 160-meter CW contest and worked at QRP. And clocked in about 65,000 points in that contest over the weekend. But I was going to try to join it, but I could never get FL Digi to work like it's supposed to. I got to get somebody who really knows that software to help me out.
You're struggling with FL Digi? Yes, and I'll be sending you the monthly stats for the W4MYK net. So, or the Briars net. So you'll have my email address from that. Yeah, send me his name. But what's going on with FL Digi?
Well, I've never used it before, and I've installed it. It's on my radio, but it's trying to get my radio, FL Digi, to interact so that I can control the radio and change, and then also get so I could get you know, where you've got the cluster on there, so I can click on somebody in the cluster and go to that person, and I haven't figured out how to get it all to interact and work. And they recommend using HamLive to control the radio, but for some reason I can't get HamLive to work, and I don't know what it is. I've got the stuff that goes in there for the C7200, but I don't know. That's why I need to get someone who's real good with FL-Digi to sit down with me, either on the phone or come over and sit down with me in person and walk me through it.
What'd you get for, I take it you're using a serial connection between your computer and your rig?
Nope, that radio has a USB connection for it.
Really? So you're just connecting a straight through USB cable from the rig to the computer?
And I get FL-Digi to work with Cat Rig, but I haven't figured out how to get some of the other stuff to work. And I know it's supposed to work, and I looked at that manual, and that online manual's about 300 pages, and I didn't think I wanted to try to download that and print it out.
Yeah, it's much easier to work with in PDF format than it is. You have to get a three-ring binder, three-inch three-ring binder for that.
Like I said, I got it to work with Cat Rig, and I got it, and I was sending, and I used it to just run CW last night when I was working on that 160-meter CW net, but I wasn't trying to log anything, and I wasn't having to, send numbers for contacts and things like that, and I know you can do things like that, and I know somewhere you're supposed to be able to open up the DX cluster and be able to click on that, and it'll have your radio change frequencies for that, but I haven't figured out all yet how to get all of that to work, and so I need someone help or a good tutorial, and I looked at the thing that's on YouTube that's supposed to be for help setting up FL-Digi to run with the IC7200, and that one was messing with my mind. It's a good tutorial, it's just I couldn't get it to work like the guy said it should.
Okay, so it's an ICOM radio that you're dealing with, but you were able to get the radio to talk to the computer in some form or fashion?
I got FL-Digi to call because I send CW with the radio and the computer. I can't. My fist is horrible, and particularly, and if I'm working PSK and I want to work RIDI, all of that is capable. But I've got to get the software to talk to the radio like it's supposed to. But yeah, I've been using the USB cable with it and running with Ham Radio Deluxe for several years since I've had it. I did it with the ICOM 718, and I've done it with the 7200 since I got it. So it does work. I just can't get. I just don't know enough about Digi to get it to work.
So you're using FL-Digi to communicate to the radio to get it to key and send code. Now you want another piece of software to do the same thing, to change its frequency setting, like when you click on the DX cluster? Is that like the logger program or something?
Supposedly FL-Digi can do that. You can open FL-Digi and get the DX cluster working, and if you see somebody on the DX cluster you want to work, you're supposed to be able to click on it, and it'll make your radio change frequency. But I'm not getting the cluster to work like it's supposed to.
Okay, I'll have to look at FL-Digi. I haven't looked at it in years. I have been able to get it to work, but I've never used it a lot. I'll have to take a look at it and see if I can find it.
Well, Chartier, because he knows how to make it work, and he's used it before. I just got to try to get him to sit down with me and go through the stuff. Well, I have made it back to the house, and I'm going to go inside and dish me up some chicken salad, grab me some crackers and something to drink, and have me some supper. Because I had handbell rehearsal at 6 o'clock, so It was a little too early to eat supper at 5, and now it's 7:30. And I probably missed the sideband net tonight. Good to talk to you again, Dave, and we'll have to do this more often. And you take it easy. W4DJW, W2D.
Sounds good, Rusty. Enjoy your dinner. And I'll catch you later, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
W4DIZ.
N4DIZ, W4DJW. Good evening.
Good evening, Dave. Name here is Joe. Did I hear you say you have an amplifier with 4 572 Bs in it?
That's affirmative. It's non-functional right now. Well, I think it works a little bit, but it doesn't work like it should. So I'm not using it. It's been up in the attic for a quantity of years, like 5 or 6.
What's the brand name of that amplifier?
It's an Ameritron.
Oh, okay. Because I've got a heat kit. It has 2. And what's the, does it run a legal limit with that many tubes?
It gets close to the legal limit. It's like 1,300 watts is what it's rated for. So it'll get close, but it doesn't go the last 200 watts.
Roger. Okay, call my heat kit. It does 1,200 watts PEP. But I honestly didn't know Ameritron made that. I'll have to dig a catalog out, see if I can find it. And enjoyed the QSO, and you have a good evening. I'll say my 73s, W4DJW. This is N4DIZ, clear.
All right, Joel. Well, good talking to you. Hope you can find it. I don't know if they even make that one anymore or not. It is quite old. Anyway, good luck with that. Enjoy the QSO. W4DJW, clear and listening.
4KBC Mobile listening.
KM4KBC, W4DJW. Hey, Bill.
KBC, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, doing fair. Can't say great, but doing pretty good. How about you?
Too bad. I was trying to check into one net and have my radio tuned to another frequency, and I kind of walked over everybody on the Gainesville repeater. Not meaning to. Just didn't swap my radio over. Other than that, I'm doing okay.
Well, that happens from time to time, especially when you've got more than one rig going. I know, done it myself.
Kind of get this Kenwood programmed where I know where every frequency is at. So, 145190, which repeater is that?
That's the Mount Mitchell repeater. 145-19, Mount Mitchell.
I'll go ahead and program that name in my radio here so I know what that is. So that's the Mount Mitchell repeater. Okay, good deal.
That's the one that's got a long reach. It hits like 7 or 8 states.
Over here in Toccoa, Georgia, and yeah, I get it really good. So I wanted to kind of program that so I knew where I was going.
All right, well, good luck with that. Shouldn't be any problem. I think I've got that one programmed into most of my radios. When I hit the scan button, it usually stops on that one because there's a lot of activity on that repeater. Anyway, won't keep you, Bill. Good talking to you. KN4KBC, W4DJW.
W4DJW. I appreciate you coming back, and you have yourself a good evening, and we'll talk at you again. KN4KBC, clear.